Are you ready?
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It really doesn't matter what you think, right? And it really doesn't matter what you say.
I kind of want to talk about it, but I kind of don't because I'll get in trouble.
I respectfully decline to answer on the grounds that I may be publicly reprimanded and fined.
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It's the whole team!
High school football season is officially here. Jason Bishop and Kip Branch are here to take you in.
Nothing like high school football. Just love the time of year. Work with your dad and on the Brunswick High broadcast. The broadcast booth at Glenn County Stadium last night was named after your father. What a tremendous honor for the Gridiron Professor.
Yeah, I'm going to touch on that. I'm very proud. I'm over the moon for him.
I'm proud, too.
Very well deserved. He's earned it.
Worked with the man for 13 years doing Brunswick High football. This is his 17th year doing Brunswick High football. He is the voice of the Pirates.
We'll go ahead and get our sponsors out of the way so that we can jump into high school football coverage. Got a lot to talk about. So this segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System and by Golden Isles Pharmacy.
Golden Isles Pharmacy is your new hometown pharmacy, conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altam Avenue. Golden Isles Pharmacy is not some fly-by-night pharmacy chain, locally owned and operated by Matt Donato. And yeah, you know Matt. He's a Brunswick High and UGA grad. Free delivery to the mainland and St. Simons. Drive-through and low competitive prices. 912-266-8140 and online at goldenisepharmacy.com.
If you miss any of this show, you can stream it on demand, thesouthernsportsedition.com. Kip and I are also on Facebook Live currently. We've got a good sound of the week. It'll be Bill Walton.
Wow.
He's always White Sox game.
Bill's always good for a good sound bite.
We'll go ahead and update our Twitter poll before we get in so that we can add new Twitter polls as we go. It was one question last week because we just got we had a great show last week, probably the best show that we'd ever had. Kip came out of the closet and admitted that he was a LeBron fan.
That was somebody paid for an ad that I had to read last week, so I read that garbage that you put out there, but it is what it is. It's high school football season, and again, we're not hijacking the show with a person who didn't make the NBA playoffs.
The question from Twitter last week was, did the Braves upgrade their bullpen at the trade deadline? And 100% of our listening audience said, yes, they did.
They looked good last night in that 14-inning game. 2-1 Braves win. Braves are 8-2 in their last 10 games, and they're having to win because the Nationals just will not lose right now. They just won't lose.
We might talk Braves a little later. High school football returns last night. So here are some scores from around the area. Glenn Academy did not look good offensively against Fort Dorchester. They go down 31-6. Coffee County comes down to Glenn County Stadium, 38-21 winners over the Brunswick High Pirates. Charlton County and Frederica Academy, 20-7 in the Swamp over in Folkston. Charlton the winner. Camden Woodsheds, West Forsyth. Incomings, 47-6. Rockledge beats Ware 19-7. Pierce County 49-7 over MCA. Valdosta shuts out Maynard Jackson 41-0. Valwood, the number one GISA team in the state, goes down in week one 14-10 to Bowden. 49-7 Dodge over Bradwell. Effingham tried a furious comeback in the end. They were down 18-0 to Evans in the fourth. They still lose 18-15.
Lose to an Augusta team at home. Nice.
Lowndes put 69 points on Drew, and Drew's a good program.
69-6, and Lowndes, that's what they do, though. Lowndes kills people, and then they'll have that head-scratcher game once a year.
Speaking of head-scratcher, you were sitting here touting about how loaded Tift was. They went down last night to Warner Robins 24-10. Richmond Hill shuts out Grovetown 44-0.
An Augusta school.
South Effingham beats Long 62-27. South Effingham puts 60 on the board.
Ludowice.
What's that, Long County?
Yes.
Is Ludowice Long County?
Yes.
Oh.
Used to be a famous speed trap back in the day, but apparently they don't trap any football in the county. So it's been a struggle there for a long time.
Tattnall over Claxton, 48-15. Irwin, 42-7 over Berrien. Clinch, 33-7 over Hebron. And last night, a hard-fought win for the Windsor Forest Knights over Jenkins County, 14-6.
Good win by the Knights. I want to talk a little bit about some of the local. Glenn loses 31-6 to Fort Dorchester. Dorchester's a good football program. Maybe going to make a run in the South Carolina State playoffs. Glenn now, offensively, they're struggling. They got to figure some things out on offense, Jason. Two field goals is just not going to cut it, and I know Coach Hidalgo is not too happy with that today.
Fort Dorchester is a perennial power in the state of South Carolina. Remember now, Fort Dorchester beat Glenn last year, too, but Glenn later on got the W because Fort Dorchester had an illegal or an ineligible player. So that's two straight years that Fort Dorchester has beaten Glenn Academy, and two straight years where the Glenn offense going into the year has looked anemic. Mm. Last year, Glenn righted the ship at some point to get into the playoffs, won the region, and then got into the playoffs and won their first round and then ran up against Valdosta, and their offense didn't look good again. Got to be something done. Coach Hidalgo, he's won a lot of games at Glenn Academy.
Yes, he has.
It would be foolish to sit here and criticize him and think that he's not going to get something figured out.
Oh, they'll be ready by region time. You can set the clock by that. Frederica goes to...
Four turnovers in that game, by the way.
Five
turnovers.
They turned it over five times, the Knights did down in Folkston last night. Came up on the short end of a 20-7 score. I actually picked that game. I picked Frederica to win that game, so I was wrong about that one. Knights are going to be a good football team. Got to go to Valwood next week, Jason. So that's going to be Valwood's coming off a loss. Frederica's coming off a loss. Something's got to give next week in Valdosta.
Who would have thought that game, the loser of that game, is going to start out 0-2 between Valwood and Frederica, two powerhouses in the GISA AAA.
Yeah, but Frederica's another one of these teams that they're breaking in some youth on both sides of the ball. Freshman quarterback at Frederica. They're going to be fine after they get through. You play tough teams to get you ready for your region. Frederica will be just fine.
MCA scored the first touchdown of the game, and they did not score again. Pierce scored 49 unanswered points against the Bucks.
Pierce put them in a meat grinder last night. Pirates come up on the short end of a 38-21 score against Coffee County last night.
In a game that wasn't as close as what that score will tell you.
Yeah, well, Coffee had like three or four big plays. That was the difference of the ball game. Brunswick moved the ball all night, got in the red zone two or three times, didn't get any points. Coffee's a good team. Brunswick got to figure some things out on defense, but I am optimistic about the Brunswick High Pirates because the offense is going to be really, really good this year with those two running backs, those two sophomores at running back, Simmons and Hill. Anthony Mountain at quarterback passed for 215 yards, just cleared on Monday from a torn ACL last year. Brunswick's going to be fine when we get those starters back on defense.
Camden scored 47 points against a playoff team from last year, and as the scores were rolling in last night, it just seemed like every 3 minutes Camden was putting another touchdown on the board.
6-hour trip to beat a playoff team 47-6 at their place. Camden is going to be a good football team this year.
The Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch, actually from down here.
It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need. With a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there too with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family owned and operated since 1985, off exit 29 on I-95.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simon's Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
guys, we all screw up from time to time, and that is why Cunningham Jewelers has our back. No matter your budget, they've got you covered. The perfect anniversary gift is right here at Cunningham Jewelers. Does she have a birthday around the corner? Cunningham Jewelers offers gift items, engraving, and so much more. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick. CunninghamJewelers.com, also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest. Golden Isles Pharmacy is your new hometown pharmacy, conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama. Golden Isles Pharmacy is not some fly-by-night pharmacy chain, locally owned and operated by Matt Donato. And yeah, you know him. Matt is a BHS and UGA grad. Free delivery to the mainland and St. Simons. Drive-through and low competitive prices. 912-266-8140 and online at GoldenIslesPharmacy.com. The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
Summer is here and it's time to get outside and enjoy the warm weather. But you are not the only one that gets outside when it's warm. Our humid climate is a haven for disease-carrying mosquitoes and countless other unwanted pests like the nasty fire ants. Thank goodness for Peachtree Pest Control. They are prepared to defend your home and property from these annoying pests. Online at peachtreepest.com or 912-265-9700.
Coming back with Purple Rain. Welcome back to the Jason Bishop Show. I'm Kip Branch, and we're going to do the weekend review, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to talk Ware County Gator football.
Why?
Because you want to.
And here we go. Zeke who? Just another running back in the NFL, brah. The next Harry Callis, Bill Walton. Daryl Morey, no one knew your name until this week. There is no way Harden is a better scorer than Jordan was. Way to get your name in the headlines by saying something stupid. We know how to do that very well around here. Can anyone tell me why the NFL is reinstating Josh Gordon? Dwight Howard and LeBron on the same team? Get your popcorn ready. Chris Sale to the injured list, and the Red Sox are D-O-N-E. Baker Mayfield is now my favorite NFL quarterback. Who cares if he's good? He's entertaining. Carlos Ramos won't be allowed to referee matches for Serena and Venus during the U.S. Open. Serena, get over it. You lost. He had nothing to do with it. Jim Harbaugh, maybe you should focus on beating Ohio State and stop worrying about the SEC so much. The Panthers are petitioning the NFL to allow Cam Newton to play in a plastic bubble. No team in the history of Major League Baseball has given up more home runs than the 2019 Orioles. That explains why Kevin Gausman couldn't keep it in the park. The Raiders and Packers are now doubling as an arena team. Do you remember the South Carolina governor who vanished and said he was hiking the Appalachian Trail but actually was cheating on his wife? The Family on Netflix, no spoilers given. And these are my thoughts.
I think we need to qualify the Bill Walton comment. It is our sound of the week, so we're going to jump into that. This is Bill Walton calling a White Sox Angels game from this past week.
What more could you ask for? White Sox and Angels at the Diamond in the Park.
Yes! There's a base
hit.
We're
on our way!
That's your guy,
Print
James McCann.
Print the banner! Is that the catcher?
It is.
I tell you, I'm not a very good catcher. I'm much better at getting high than getting low. You're a good-looking dude.
Through that prism.
Yeah. Whoa, I love prisms. Four balls, you get to first.
Yep.
Three strikes, you're out.
That's right.
Take me out to the ball game.
Yes.
I don't care if I never come back. He's not got to that point.
No.
Look at this defense.
Field from Trout. Garcia's not going to have a play.
Oh, my gosh.
That's Trout.
It is.
Swimming upstream, avoiding all the flies, and sending one ricocheting through the universe.
Wow. He was on something then.
The funny thing is that on the last clip there where Trout hits the home run, he starts talking about, watch this defense, because he was thinking the center fielder was going to catch the ball.
Mm.
And then, of course, there's a home run. He's better at getting high than he is getting low.
Oh, he was high during that broadcast.
I've got no question about that. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Peachtree Pest Control, Georgia Sea Grill, and by M&B Liquors.
It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you're going to need to get your party right. And M&B Liquors has everything you need with a large selection. And if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there too with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family owned and operated since 1985 off exit 29 on Interstate 95.
And of course, if you miss any of the show, you can stream the show on demand, thesouthernsportsedition.com. Kip and I are on Facebook Live, and we're currently in 5 markets in the state of Georgia.
Word association game. Here's a statement from 2 weeks ago. You ready for this, Jason? You ready?
I don't know. Am I?
At the close of the show 2 weeks ago, here was a comment that was made. And it wasn't made by me, and somebody else does the show with me every week, so I'll let the audience figure that out. The Ware County Gators have the best starting 22 in the state of Georgia. That is a direct quote from somebody other than me that does this broadcast every week. Any comments?
Well, I'm...
Read my lips. No new... no, that was another comment that cost somebody an election 25 years ago, 30 years ago. But the best starting 22 in the state of Georgia.
Look, let's qualify this. Let's just go ahead and put this to bed right now. The team that Ware County played last night, Ware County's a really good football team.
Oh, they're a good team.
The team they played last night in Rockledge from the state of Florida, they were state semifinalists in 5A in the state of Florida. It's not like they were playing some scrub team that didn't have any business playing with them. They're a good football team.
You should work for some political campaigns, man. You got the 2020 election coming up next year. Maybe you can get hired as a strategist for one of the campaigns next year, because that was straight out of the spin room right there, brother.
It's the truth. Yeah. What I told you is the truth.
I mean, it's the truth.
Is Ware County a good football team?
Yeah, they're a good football team.
Did that school that they played last night, did they finish in the Final Four last year in the state of Florida?
Yes.
Okay. Then what are we arguing about?
They lost to Camden the week before 17-0 in the scrimmage game. They lose last night 19-7. So apparently they're pretty good on defense, but that starting 11 on offense may not be the best in the state of Georgia. At defense, not either. So do you agree that the statement that you made and went out on a limb on is factual or not? Yes or no?
You've done the show long enough with me that you know that anytime I say something, that I mean it. I don't just say frivolous things.
Yes or no? Are they the best 22 in the state of Georgia?
Ware County is a legitimate 5A state championship contender.
Yes or no?
Ware County, when it's all said and done, they're going to make a deep run in the playoff. They're going to contend for their region. It's going to come down between them and Wayne to win that region. Ware County is going to be going deep into the playoffs, and they're a state championship contender.
Nice. Whew.
I'm just giving you facts.
Hey, man. MSNBC, CNN, Fox News, they're all looking for you for the political season next year, because that was straight out of the spin room right there.
I don't know what you mean.
Direct questions, I'm not going to answer. I'm going to put my spin on it.
How did I not answer your question?
Do you stand by the statement that you made 2 weeks ago that the Ware County Gators have the best starting 22 in the state of Georgia?
Don't we agree that Ware County is a state championship contender? Don't we agree on that?
Apparently, he's not going to answer the question.
I know. I'm asking you a question. Don't we agree that Ware County is a state championship contender?
They're a region championship contender right now. We'll see how the season plays out. By midseason, I can give you a fair assessment on that answer.
Okay. But you think they could be in the conversation?
They've got the potential to be in the conversation.
And that's all I'm looking for.
But do they And here's all I'm looking for is an answer from 2 weeks ago, reconfirmation of what you said 2 weeks ago. Are they the best starting 22 in the state of Georgia?
I mean, I think you can, if they end up winning a state championship, can you make an argument that they're not?
He's not going to answer the question, folks. And this is straight out of the Bishop's spin room. You're getting high school football political spin in segment two on the Jason Bishop Show today.
You're not getting any spin. I just said, if they win a state championship, could you not make an argument that they would have the best 22 starting, right? If they win a state championship.
You said, what was that famous quote you always say? Write this down, mark this down. What's the, what is that?
Write this down.
Write this down. Ware County Gators, best starting 22 in the state of Georgia.
Well, somehow we were supposed to do college football pick 'em that segment, and we got hung up on Ware County football.
You dodged it in the first segment, and you did it skillfully, like a tactful, skilled politician.
I have dodged nothing.
You did it. So we'll have opportunities to talk college football, Gator lover.
I'm too sexy for my shirt. So sexy, it hurts.
The two biggest studs in the South, the Jason Bishop Show with Kit Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
You have known Fox's Pizza downtown for their mouth-watering pizza for years, but don't forget about what's on tap either. With a full selection of craft and independent beers, Fox's Pizza downtown should be your first and only choice to come in and unwind. Boss Tweed M43 from Old Nation Brewing Company, and so many more. So stop on in at the corner of Newcastle and Gloucester and enjoy some great food, beer, and people. 912-265-4490 for call ahead, online at foxespizzadowntown.com, and keep up with specials on Facebook. When playing on any field, you need a team of professionals behind you to assist with the win. Sea Palms Coastal Realty totally gets this and has the team to get it done. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting, Sea Palms Coastal Realty's team is undefeated. Stop by our St. Simons Island office located in Sea Palms Resort or call us 912-638-6660, and you can always find us online at seapalmscoastalrealty.com.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340. The Georgia Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simons. Since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open Monday through Saturday at 5 p.m. at its new location, 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine bar and piano entertainment nightly in the piano bar. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197.
As a busy wife and mother, I'm all about convenience. If it can make my life a little easier or save me time, well, it's hard to put a price on that. That's one of the things I love most about Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. I can get everything I need, auto, home, life, even banking, all in one place. Throw in a local agent who's always there for me, and that's why I choose Georgia Farm Bureau.
Always the home team. Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. Visit us online at gfbinsurance.com.
Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. Glenn took it on the chin in their opener against Fort Dorchester, 31-6. Coffee went down to Glenn County Stadium and dismantled the Brunswick High Pirates, 38-21. Frederica hung in with Charlton, but eventually ran out of gas, going down 20-7. Camden took West Forsyth to the woodshed, 47-6. The Ware County Gators fell to Rockledge from Florida, 19-7. Lowndes put 69 points on Drew, winning 69-6. Bowood fell to Bowden, 14-10. And Pierce dominated MCA, 49-7. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com. and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
In the city, it's a pity, cause we just can't hide. Tinted windows don't mean nothing, they know who's inside. It's tricky to rock around,
the man, that got blasted out on us. I came across a little hot. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Ranch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Sea Palms Coastal Realty, by Nat's Landing, and by Southern Hardware.
When playing on any field, you need a team of professionals behind you to assist with the win. Sea Palms Coastal Realty totally gets this and has the team to get it done. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting, Sea Palms Coastal Realty's team is undefeated. Stop by our St. Simons Island office, located in the Sea Palms Resort, or call us at 912-638-6660. And you can always find us online at seapalmscoastalrealty.com.
If you miss any of the show, you can, of course, stream it on demand, thesouthernsportsedition.com. Go vote on our Twitter question of the week. I just put it up, and that is Bill Walton the best Major League broadcaster ever? You can find that on Twitter, Bishop_show, and both Kip and I are on Facebook Live currently.
Bill Walton.
This is the segment of the show where Kip calls it interactive. It's basically a hijack.
It's interactives.
This has become very popular, actually, his butt hurt list.
It's the butt hurt list.
So we'll go ahead and get going with the Kip Ranch butt hurt list.
All right, Jason. Number five on the butt hurt list this week, the United States men's basketball team.
Yep.
78 game winning streak goes down the tubes this week. They lose to Australia. They were 30-0 all time against Australia. The U.S. men's basketball team hasn't lost a game since 2006 in international competition. But they lose 98-94.
You know who's not on that team?
Who?
LeBron James.
Yeah, he's trying to make the playoffs. He's probably getting ready. He's getting old and trying to get back to the playoffs. Number four this week on the butt hurt list, Jason. The Mississippi State University. They're on probation. The NCAA gave them a 3-year probation yesterday for academic fraud. Pretty much had a tutor or somebody taking classes for football and basketball players. So they're going to have to go back and vacate wins. And they're on 3 years probation. Mississippi State, a bottom feeder in the SEC anyway. Looks like they're going to continue to be there.
I was just about to say that. When you're not winning, why are you cheating?
I guess, you know, you'll have some Mississippi State fans. I looked online. They said, thanks, Dan Mullen. He's been at Florida for 2 years now. People that get caught always have somebody to blame. That's the way it works.
I don't think that's Dan Mullen's fault.
No. Number three on the butt hurt list this week, there's a tie. The Chicago Cubs and the Boston Red Sox. Stick a fork in them. They're like one of those baked potatoes that you put in the microwave for longer than you should. You stick a fork in them, it goes right through it. Both these teams, they're done. Stick a fork in them. The Cubs can't figure out what they want to do, and the Red Sox sale went on the DL. Boom, it's over.
Well, it's the IL, and the Cubs are actually
DL, IL, yeah. Injured list. They're done. They were done anyway.
Nobody in that Central Division wants to win the division.
No, they don't. I just don't get it. You got teams that wins five or six in a row, then lose five or six in a row. So it's crazy. This is the way it is. Number two on the butt hurt list, and this is a garbage of a division. The National League West. You got the Dodgers.
And nothing.
You got four teams under the Dodgers that aren't even playing 500 baseball. That division is straight garbage.
That's part of the reason why the Dodgers are 40-plus games over 500.
Straight garbage.
They've been playing garbage in their division the whole year.
Oh, it's not even close. It's second-place team, I think, are the Rockies right now.
They're almost 20 games out.
They're 64-65.
Yeah.
Wow. And number one on the butt hurt list this week, the Ware County Gators. All of these prognostications, all the best 22 starters in the state of Georgia, the Ware County Gators have come out. And apparently, we've been watching an episode of Swamp People on TV because the Gators have been hunted down. the last 2 weeks, and they've been carried to market. There have been a lot of gator tails served in South Georgia the last 2 weeks. I know your butt heard about it.
Oh, my God.
The Gator Nation's butt heard about it. So the Ware County Gators got to turn things around. New coaching staff over there, they weren't going to miss a beat. I remember writing a story about how they were going to struggle a little bit with a new first-year coach coming up.
Of course you did.
Oh, we can go back and archive it.
Of course you wrote a story
writing. It's in writing. And so, you know, Ware County struggling right now. Jason Bishop, best starting 22 in the state of Georgia. You can write this down. You can set the clock by it. Wrong again. There you have the butt hurt list.
This is what I know. I know Ware County's a good football team. I know Ware County's going to contend for their region championship. I know Ware County's going to get in the playoffs. And I know Ware County's going to make a deep playoff run. I know Ware County's going to be in the conversation when playoff time comes around of winning a state championship. And I know that if they win a state championship, could you not make an argument that they had the best starting 22 in the state?
Yeah, if they win the state championship. Okay. But they've never won one. All their history over there is from Waycross High School.
Ware County.
History lesson, too, also. Sometimes you need to learn those.
Ware County's a good football team.
Yeah, they're a good football team. But right now, they're 0-1, like a lot of other teams in our area.
And with that being said, on the other side of this break that we've got coming up.
This should be a treat.
The high school football week one, Jason Bishop power rankings.
I have got my pen and paper ready, and I'm going to write this garbage down because you know Southeast Bullock's going to be around 5 or 6, and they haven't even played a game yet.
You can't see.
They're going to be ranked and haven't played an official game yet. Southeast Bullock Yellow Jackets, that must be an area in the state of Georgia where Jason Bishop's been. Photos were taken. He doesn't want those photos to come out. It's got to be something.
I'm going to tell you something right now.
Okay.
Southeast Bullock is not in the power rankings this week.
How are they?
I'm giving you a spoiler.
Wow.
They're not in.
You must have paid off that debt up there.
They did. Look, I take these power rankings very seriously.
You must have paid off that debt, so you owe them nothing anymore, so they're out.
I take these power rankings very seriously, and I only put in teams that are deserving to be there.
Okay.
You didn't play. Now, I'm not saying the Southeast Bullock won't be in at some point, but you got to earn your way in.
Nothing
is given to you in this world. You have to earn everything that comes your way.
Well, apparently Ware County earned the best starting 22 in the state from you, and they hadn't even played a game when you issued that statement. So they apparently didn't earn it. But I'll tell you this before we get to that segment. If Lowndes and Camden ain't in the top two, your list is garbage.
If you need it, Southern Hardware has it. From mowers to trailers to case knives, you will find it all at Southern Hardware. Locally owned and operated since 1987. Right now, you will find the lowest prices around on zero-turn mowers and lawn equipment packages. Southern Hardware is the leading volume dealer for the Southeast. Southern Hardware, 3305 U.S. Highway 82, southernhardwareinc.com, 912-267-7992.
Pristine Water is your destination for pools, spas, and pool supplies. From installation to maintenance, Pristine Water is your best choice in all of Southeast Georgia for your next pool or spa. Give Pristine Water a call at 912-264-9233 for a free estimate, or stop on in at 166 Key Circle Drive, or check Pristine Water out online at pristinewaterandpools.com. And go Pirates! It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need. With a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there too with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family-owned and operated since 1985, off exit 29 on I-95.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simon's Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
Summer is here, and it's time to get outside and enjoy the warm weather. But you are not the only one that gets outside when it's warm. Our humid climate is a haven for disease-carrying mosquitoes and countless other unwanted pests like the nasty fire ants. Thank goodness for Peachtree Pest Control. They are prepared to defend your home and property from these annoying pests. Online at peachtreepest.com or 912-265-9700.
Guys, we all screw up from time to time, and that is why Cunningham Jewelers has our back. No matter your budget, they've got you covered. The perfect anniversary gift is right here at Cunningham Jewelers. Does she have a birthday around the corner? Cunningham Jewelers offers gift items, engraving, and so much more. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick. CunninghamJewelers.com, also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest.
The high school football power rankings are just seconds away. But before we get into that, this segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Cunningham Jewelers and by Fox's Pizza.
Guys, we all screw up from time to time, and that's why Cunningham Jewelers has our back. No matter your budget, they have you covered. The perfect anniversary gift is right here at Cunningham Jewelers. Does she have a birthday around the corner? Cunningham Jewelers offers gift items, engraving, and so much more. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick. CunninghamJewelers.com, also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest.
If you miss any of this show, you can, of course, stream it on demand, thesouthernsportsedition.com. Both Kip and I are on Facebook Live. Go vote on our Twitter question. Is Bill Walton the best Major League Baseball broadcaster ever?
Bill Walton.
Find that at Bishop_show. Okay. So, look. I'm taking a lot of guff today, and I'm just going to tell you the truth. I don't give anybody, access or entrance into the Jason Bishop Top 10 Power Rank. You have to earn it.
So defensive.
You have to earn your way in, and if you don't earn your way in, you don't get in. You earn your way in. And so here we go. The Jason Bishop Top 10 Power Rankings as earned by these teams. Starting at number 10, the Windsor Forest Knights.
Lord have mercy on my soul.
13-6 winners over Jenkins County.
Oh, my goodness. Goodness gracious. I'm just at a loss for words.
They won.
Okay.
At number nine, the Coffee County Trojans, 38-21 winners over Brunswick.
A team you said was going to win three games, by the way. That's another one of your predictions. They jump into the poll this week.
At number eight, Clinch County, 33-7 winners over Hebron.
Clinch is a good football team, good program. They're always going to be in somebody's top 10 poll.
At number seven, 44-0 winners over Grovetown, Richmond Hill.
Richmond Hill jumps into the poll this week. You got Richmond Hill and you got Windsor.
At number six, 49-7 winners over MCA, the Pierce County Bears.
Last week they were number three. They dropped this week?
Yes.
They win 49-7 and they dropped three spots?
You got to earn your way.
Wow.
Number five, 42-7 winners over Berrien, Irwin County.
Irwin County. that hasn't made your poll yet so far this year.
They're in now.
But you got them ranked ahead of Clinch. Okay, got it.
At number four, 41-0 winners over Jackson Atlanta, the Valdosta Wildcats.
Cats are good.
At number three, beating a playoff team last night, 44-7 in West Forsyth, the Camden County Wildcats at number three.
The Cats are at number three. That's okay.
At number two, 20-7 winners over GISA defending state champion Frederica Academy Knights. Charlton County checks in at number two.
Lord have mercy.
And at number one, the number one team in the Jason Bishop Power Rankings for this week, 69-6 winners over Drew, the Lowndes County Vikings.
Lowndes is good. They're going to make a run. Charlton County at number two.
So let's recap this. At number 10, the Windsor Forest Knights.
Lord.
Number 9, Coffee. Okay. 8, Clinch. 7, Richmond Hill. 5, Irwin. 4, Valdosta. 3, Camden. 2, Charlton. And 1, Lowndes.
Windsor Forest. 1-0. Going to finish 2-8 or 3-7.
You don't know that.
They're ranked this week.
Have you seen their schedule?
It's a Savannah schedule.
And again, you know, let me qualify.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that Team X can beat Team Y because Team X is ranked ahead of Team Y. These teams are ranked based upon what they've done within their schedule and who they play and how they did in the game. That's what these rankings are based on.
I'm not sure if you were aware of this or not, but I'm going to point this out to you.
Uh-huh.
You've got Pierce County ranked number 6, okay?
Okay.
You've got Charlton ranked number 2. Those two played in the scrimmage game just a week ago, and Pierce County murdered Charlton County. But you have Charlton County ranked 4 spots ahead of them. Man, why do you do this to yourself, man?
This is not week one. This is where we start.
Why do you do this stuff?
This
is
where we start, week one.
Wow. Were you aware that Pierce and Charlton played in the scrimmage game?
No, but it was a scrimmage.
Okay. Lowndes is legit. They are good. Camden's legit. Valdosta's legit. Irwin County's legit. Pierce, they're legit in their region. Richmond Hill, Clinch, legit. Coffee, we'll find out. I believe they're legit. Windsor Forest,
Windsor Forest won a very hard-fought 13-6 win over Jenkins County. That was tough.
That's Millen, Georgia, man.
That's up near Swainsboro.
Come on, dude.
I'm just telling you, it's a hard-fought win. They're in.
Wow.
They earned it.
Charlton County's at number 2. Pierce is at 6. Man, see, I'm trying to help you out with these inconsistencies.
There's
man.
There's no inconsistency in this poll at all.
You got a team in Pierce that was ranked 3rd last week. They dropped to 6 after beating somebody 49-7. How does a team drop by winning by 42 points?
Because of what the other teams did that jumped ahead of them.
Wow. Irwin County, they jumped to number 5 in the poll, and they should have been in the poll last week. Coffee should have been in the poll, and they jump in at number Windsor Forest. Man, I can round up. Who can I round up to go beat? I can round up a Glenn County over 50 alumni team and go beat them 10-7, and we'll find somebody that can kick a field goal.
And if you did that, you would probably find your way. That Glenn County All-Star team would find their way in the top 10 power rankings.
50 and over
alumni All-Star team. I'd have you in the power rankings if you won a hard-fought game. And you earned your way in. I'd have you in.
Mm. Nowhere County, best 22 in the state. They're not in the poll right here. Okay. No Valwood, no Frederica.
Well, they all lost. What do you want me to do?
Okay. I mean, you got to factor in losses sometimes when you lose to good teams.
Not when you've got a bunch of good teams that have won.
Okay.
Yeah, I agree with you. And as the poll goes on, that will be factored in. But when you got a bunch of 1-0 teams, what are you supposed to do?
No Wayne County in the poll.
They didn't play.
Southeast Bullock.
They didn't play.
Yeah,
Benedictine, not in. They didn't play.
Okay. So all of them will be back in. You know, once Southeast Bullock plays, if they lose next week, they'll probably be at number 8.
You have no.
Where's Bullock Academy?
You've got to earn your way
okay,
in.
Okay, I'm sure they'll be in if they beat like Sisters of the Poor, 9-8.
You act like I just put people in just to put them in. I don't. There's a lot of stats and research that I put into this poll to make it fair across the board.
Wow. Okay.
You have known Fox's Pizza downtown for their mouth-watering pizza for years, but don't forget about what's on tap either. With a full selection of craft and independent beers, Fox's Pizza downtown should be your first and only choice to come in and unwind. Boss Tweed, M43 from Old Nation Brewing Company, and so many more. So stop on in at the corner of Newcastle and Gloucester and enjoy some great food, beer, and people. 912-265-4490 for call ahead. Online at foxespizzadowntown.com and keep up with specials on Facebook.
As a busy wife and mother, I'm all about convenience. If it can make my life a little easier or save me time, well, it's hard to put a price on that. That's one of the things I love most about Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. I can get everything I need, auto, home, life, even banking all in one place. Throw in a local agent who's always there for me, and that's why I choose Georgia Farm Bureau.
Always the home team. Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. Visit us online at gfbinsurance.com.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340. When playing on any field, you need a team of professionals behind you to assist with the win. Sea Palms Coastal Realty totally gets this and has the team to get it done. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting, Sea Palms Coastal Realty's team is undefeated. Stop by our St. Simons Island office located in Sea Palms Resort or call us 912-638-6660 and you can always find us online at seapalmscoastalrealty.com. The Georgia Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simons. Since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open Monday through Saturday at 5 p.m. at its new location, 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine bar and piano entertainment nightly in the piano bar. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197. Pristine Water is your destination for pools, spas, and pool supplies. From installation to maintenance, Pristine Water is your best choice in all of Southeast Georgia for your next pool or spa. Give Pristine Water a call at 912-264-9233 for a free estimate or stop on in at 166 Key Circle Drive or check Pristine Water out online at pristinewaterandpools.com. And go Pirates!
Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. Glenn took it on the chin in their opener against Fort Dorchester, 31-6. Coffee went down to Glenn County Stadium and dismantled the Brunswick High Pirates, 38-21. Frederica hung in with Charlton, but eventually ran out of gas, going down 20-7. Camden took West Forsyth to the woodshed, 47-6. The Ware County Gators fell to Rockledge from Florida 19-7. Lowndes put 69 points on Drew, winning 69-6. Bowood fell to Bowden 14-10. And Pierce dominated MCA 49-7. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
Wow. Windsor Forest is a defensive juggernaut. They only gave up 6 points.
Windsor Forest, over the next 4 weeks, they're going to turn into straight garbage. And that's what they're going to turn into.
College football kicks off this week. We were supposed to do this in segment two. Kip hijacked that, did a Ware County segment because he wanted to.
Apparently you're the president of their booster club.
I'm president of everything.
Yeah.
So this is what we've got. High school football kicks off tonight, and we've got the Miami Hurricanes and the Florida Gators getting started. So we're gonna go through our high school football, college football, pick 'em.
All right.
There it is. Miami at number 8, Florida. We're actually playing in Orlando. So it's a neutral site game. Florida's a 7.5-point favorite. The over-under is 47 points. Take the under.
Take the under, and Florida wins 31-10. Too much defense.
I don't think it's going to be 31-10. I think it's going to be closer than that. I don't think Florida covers this spread, but I'll take the number 8 Gators to win. Close. 4-point game. Florida A&M at 17 UCF. UCF's a 45.5-point favorite. Take the points.
I say UCF 52-10.
UCF wins this game.
Yeah, easily.
Georgia Tech at Clemson. Clemson's a 35.5-point favorite. The over-under is 59. Take the over-under. Leave the points alone. I don't know that Clemson wins by 36 over Tech.
Clemson's going to blow out Georgia Tech. Tech doesn't have the people yet to run that system that Coach Collins wants to run. Clemson's pretty good with that quarterback, Trevor Lawrence.
Texas State at Texas A&M. A&M's a 34.5-point favorite. The over-under is 57. I would take the points in this game.
What, Texas State in some movie with Sinbad back in the 1990s? Was that Texas State?
It's called The Program.
The Armadillos or something like that.
I'm impressed that you remember that.
Yeah. Texas A&M blows out Texas State.
I was a kid when that movie came out.
Yeah.
Utah, number 14 at BYU. Utah is a 5.5-point favorite. The over-under is 48. I'm picking Utah to win, but I don't think they're going to cover that 5.5-point spread. That game's close.
That's a rivalry game. They're at BYU. I'll take Utah, but I think BYU's got a good shot at beating them.
Tulsa at 20 Michigan State. Michigan State is a 21.5-point favorite.
They blow them out.
By 22, yeah, take the points. Take the points if you're a betting man. Take the points with Michigan State beating Tulsa. 22 is what they need to cover. 19, Wisconsin at South Florida. Wisconsin is a 13.5-point favorite. The over-under is 57. Let me tell you something right now. Take the over. Wisconsin is not going to cover 13.5 points. And they're not even winning that football game. I'm taking South Florida in an upset. South Florida takes down Wisconsin week one.
Wisconsin's highly thought of in the Big Ten. They go on the road, play South Florida, looking to make a statement. I think Wisconsin just probably lines up, wears them down. They won't cover, but they'll win. Wisconsin will.
Well, I disagree with you. South Florida's very fast. Wisconsin's the more physical team. South Florida is the faster team. South Florida is going to out-athlete Wisconsin and win by 2 touchdowns.
Not going to happen. You see, you're back in that little UCF mindset again.
I'm not in a UCF mindset. Yeah. We're talking South Florida. We've already discussed the Central Florida game.
Wisconsin is going to get beat by 2 touchdowns at South Florida. Is that what you're telling me?
That is what I'm telling you. Wisconsin is not as good as we think. South Florida is better than what they're being given credit for. They're faster than Wisconsin. Sure, Wisconsin's going to be able to win some matchups with their physicality, but ultimately speed wins that football game.
Wisconsin's been doing better in recruiting athletes, by the way, last few years. Not that you would notice, but people that watch college football.
Which is me.
You pull for these little non-Power 5 conferences. Hey, I got a question from Facebook Live for you.
Okay.
It says, how can you drop a team in your high school poll that won by 42 points?
Well, because the teams that jumped them did better than that against superior competition.
Okay.
That's how.
Drop 3 spots from 3 to 6 and you blow somebody out.
You got to earn it, man. It's not, nothing's handed to you in life. You know, this is what people do that, you know, they don't get their way and they don't want to earn stuff and then they complain about it. Earn it.
Utah BYU is going to be a pretty good game. That's going to be a good one.
So you're going Florida, UCF, Clemson, A&M, Utah, Michigan State, and Wisconsin.
I am.
Okay, so the game that we disagree on is Wisconsin, South Florida.
You said they're going to lose by 2 touchdowns.
Wisconsin
do
is.
Does South Florida have the best starting 22 in college football?
No.
No?
Okay. But their team is, in my opinion, better than Wisconsin's team.
Okay. Does UCF have the best starting 22 in college football?
No, but UCF has a very good team. I have some questions about UCF's quarterback. I don't think they're as talented at quarterback as what they have been the last couple of years, and I think that's ultimately going to hurt. I don't think UCF's going to be in the national championship picture this year. I see them with 3 losses okay. on the year.
Does Ware County have the best starting 22 in the state of Georgia?
Ware County's a very good football team, and when all is said and done, they're going to contend with their region.
No direct answer on that.
They're going to contend in the state playoffs, make another deep run, and they're going to be in the conversation about winning the 5A state championship.
No answer on that one.
I don't know.
Just
I don't know
straight
what you're,
out
I don't
knows
know what you're
on
looking
the other
for.
Two, but then no, I can't get an answer on this one.
I don't know what you're looking for.
Got to read a sponsor. Why you
yes,
here.
You do. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show is brought to you by, with Kip Ranch, Georgia Farm Bureau, and Pristine Water. You got to go.
Some insurance companies seem to think you're only worth 15 minutes of their time. Call Georgia Farm Bureau at 912-265-9175. The local agents, Jeff Font, Scott, and John will take care of your needs. Glen County Farm Bureau.
24/7 at thesouthernsportsedition.com.
If you need it, Southern Hardware has it. For mowers, to trailers, to case knives, you will find it all at Southern Hardware. Locally owned and operated since 1987. Right now, you will find the lowest prices around on zero-turn mowers and lawn equipment packages. Southern Hardware is the leading volume dealer for the Southeast. Southern Hardware, 3305 U.S. Highway 82, southernhardwareinc.com, 912-267-7992.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need. With a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there too with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family owned and operated since 1985, off exit 29 on I-95.
Golden Isles Pharmacy is your new hometown pharmacy, conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama. Golden Isles Pharmacy is not some fly-by-night pharmacy chain, locally owned and operated by Matt Donato. And yeah, you know him. Matt is a BHS and UGA grad. Free delivery to the mainland and St. Simons. Drive-through and low competitive prices. 912-266-8140 and online at goldenislespharmacy.com.
Guys, we all screw up from time to time, and that is why Cunningham Jewelers has our back. No matter your budget, they've got you covered. The perfect anniversary gift is right here at Cunningham Jewelers. Does she have a birthday around the corner? Cunningham Jewelers offers gift items, engraving, and so much more. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick. CunninghamJewelers.com, also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest.
Summer is here and it's time to get outside and enjoy the warm weather. But you are not the only one that gets outside when it's warm.
Our humid climate is a haven for disease-carrying mosquitoes and countless other unwanted pests like the nasty fire ants. Thank goodness for Peachtree Pest Control. They are prepared to defend your home and property from these annoying pests. Online at peachtreepest.com or 912-265-9700.